Welcome to KHM Today, your weekly resource for industry news and straight up fun. I'm your host, Carolyn Orff, and today is March 27th, 2024. Happy birthday to my sister, Christine, in upstate New York. It is her, 52nd, 53rd birthday. Anyways, you guys, you will notice that I am in a different space today. We are using a new platform for the show, and for some reason, it does not like my home office in the basement. So I'm in my husband's office today. So just kind of block out the papers and everything you're seeing. But hopefully we can get through the show without any freezing today. Spring break is in full force, everyone. It's been for the last couple of weeks, and we have seen it all, weather, crowds, the whole gamut. So I hope that my travel agent partners out there are keeping it together this crazy time of year and everyone is doing okay. Just a few things before we get into our fabulous guests today. Congratulations to the Tulum Airport for opening this week to international flights. It's fantastic. It's taking a little bit of pressure off the Cancun Airport, although if you saw some images this week, I don't know how much pressure, but we're excited that they're open. Just be aware that, yes, there are flights going in there, but we're seeing the prices of those transfers go up for those surrounding hotels. So just be aware of that when you're booking flights into that airport, that the transfers are showing a little bit of an increase. So that's exciting for all of us. And then secondly, of course, our hearts go out to those in the city of Baltimore with the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's heartbreaking and it is impacting travel. So please be patient with our cruise lines, be patient with your passengers, and just make sure that you're available to answer any questions the best that you can. But right now, be proactive with your bookings and just again, patience, and our hearts go out to everyone. All right, you guys, we're lucky to have one of the best partners in the travel industry with us today. This guest brings it every single time, whether she is in person with agents or when it comes to KHM Today. So please welcome back to the show, Tina Tiano with Globus Family of Brands. Hi, Tina.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Carolyn.
It's exciting to see you here. I believe you're in your home.
I am.
Which is not a place that we see you often.
I am in my kitchen with my lovely, calendared pictures that I've had framed here. So, yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you here today. For those of you that are listening, feel free to tell us that you're here with your comments in the chat box there. You're super active on social media, which is how I usually know where you are and where you're adventuring off to. And, you're in the travel industry, so you do get to travel for work, but you also travel a lot personally. And when you do so, you travel a lot with the Globus family of brands in particular, and that's the Globus Escapes, which I think you've just fallen in love with. So can you share with us a little about why Globus Escapes and what you love about them?
Oh, yes. I love them. I do. I fell in love with them when we first started offering them, and what they are, for those of you that might not be aware, but they're off-season travel. So in other words, you'd be going to Europe in the wintertime, or you'd be going to South America in the summertime. And the reason I like them, there's several reasons. First of all, what I love is that it's not very crowded. It's much less crowded. I went to Europe last summer during high season, and oh my gosh, line after line after line. It was just so congested. In the off season, you don't have that. You're much more leisurely. The locals are able to sit and talk with you, and it's just much more of a culturally immersed experience. So that the fact that you are there in the off season also makes the price point really attractive. So that's part of the reason I love them, because I can do, for instance, I can do the Scottish Highlands for a week for around $900. Now that's not with air, that's land. And that's just a typical Globus tour that it just takes place more in the winter season. And, the weather in Europe is much more temperate. So they rarely get the kind of snow that like you just got in Denver.
Right.
It's usually really easy to get around. I like the feel of going in the off season, and because the price point is less, the other nice thing about it is that I can take multiple trips a year, as you well know. So you see me on Facebook all the time and everybody's like, oh, you must just be made of money. You take all these trips. It's not. It's because I do the escapes and I can afford to take two or three of them a year because the price, as I said, is so attractive. So those are three, probably the top reasons. Oh, and I've got one more. Can I share?
Absolutely.
No single supplement. So what's wonderful about that is I can travel with friends or not. But if I do travel with friends, by the end of the trip, they're still my friends because, because we have our own room, which is great. You know, there's it's kind of nice to, you know, you tour all day or do whatever all day. And it's kind of nice to go back and just have some alone time where you can kind of recharge yourself. So what's nice about them is the first five people paid no single supplement. And then after that, there's a really minimal single supplement. So that's a really key feature when promoting to your client base.
What are some of your favorites?
Oh my gosh.
I know you've done a few.
So many. My absolute favorite, I loved Northern Ireland because I'd never been there. I'd been to Ireland many times, but going up north, I really enjoyed seeing Belfast. I'm kind of a Game of Thrones fan too, and a lot of the filming took place there. So I got to see some of the areas where they filmed. It's just scenically picturesque. It's beautiful, absolutely stunning. Jordan, I wanted to see Petra. Petra was on my bucket list forever. And it did not disappoint. Being able to see it, and again, it wasn't as crowded, and it was still the weather there was great. I had a jacket, and that was about it. But because I went in our summer, their winter, it was much less crowded, and it was amazing to be out in the desert and to see Petra, to see the treasury building that you see, like in, if you like Indiana Jones movies, they use it a lot. Machu Picchu, so the Peru escape. If you want something exotic to try, it's perfect because, first of all, I'm a foodie, as you well know, and the food in Lima, Lima's become a culinary mecca. Chefs from all over the world are coming to Lima to learn their craft, and there are so many really amazing restaurants, and if you like seafood, even more so because they make some of the best ceviche. But to be able to see Machu Picchu, again, not as crowded. And Machu Picchu is one of those things that will literally, you have to pinch yourself when you're there because you see it and you're kind of like, I'm standing in Machu Picchu. I'm standing and I'm looking at it. It's amazing to be able to see. But we have escapes all over the world. I mean, we have them all over Europe. The European escapes are a great deal. We just did, with the KHM folks, we did the Swiss escape. The beginning of December.
Heard nothing but fabulous things about that.
The Christmas markets. The Christmas markets were all set up. It was snowing a little bit, which just added to the ambiance. I mean, you feel like you're in a Christmas card, you know? It's amazing to be able to go through these towns and have, you know, some hot mulled wine and to shop for Christmas ornaments and handmade crafts. I mean, it's just the atmosphere is amazing.
Are you still staying in kind of city center hotels or do you tend to stay a little bit further out?
Great question. It's a city center hotels because this is a Globus tour. And part of the features of a Globus tour are centrally located first class accommodations. So you're basically getting everything that you would get with a Globus tour in season, except it's off season. So the same great hotels, the same great tour guides, the same VIP access, the same local favorites, which are the excursions where you have that cultural immersion. So all of that at a much lower price point because you're in the off season.
Now, I have to tell you, when you talk about these, I see the same look on your face that I see when you talk about river cruising.
Yes.
Like you have that same like excitement, your eyes light up. It's amazing to see. Not that I'm surprised. It's just really fun to see that there's this love and passion for both that sea or river, I should say, and the land piece that you.
Yeah. Well, everybody at KHM, I think, knows by now how much I love river cruising. I do. I think it's one of the best ways to see Europe But what I love about the escapes is it has afforded me the opportunity to see a lot of destinations in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as you have vacation time, what we're finding is that the people that book these often are people that take multiple vacations in a year. So they might take their big cruise in the summer, they might go to their big all-inclusive, but they want to do something else. Mm-hmm. And this price point makes it really affordable and attractive. So it's great for, again, people that vacation multiple times a year. It's great for first timers because they're on a Globus tour, which is first class, but you know, they're not investing like all of their life savings to go to Europe. So they're, again, the price point's attractive. It's great for single travelers, as I said, with the no single supplement. Oh my gosh, you know, that's just so, makes it so affordable. So yeah, there's a lot of really key features. And to be able to see a lot of these places, I mean, I've been to Poland, I did Scotland, I did Northern Ireland, Ireland, Great Britain, Spain. We took the agents to Spain. We did Southern Spain and I did Northern Spain. I mean, it really does afford you a lot of the ability to travel everywhere you've always wanted on your bucket list at a really good price.
Before I let you go, I want you to share your recent experience in Morocco, because I think that is one that is so interesting. It's not a place that people often go to visit.
Well, Morocco's been on my bucket list for a very long time, and I've attempted to go there on four separate occasions, and every time I attempted to go, something happened, whether it was COVID or an illness of a family member or something. So when this year rolled around and I saw it was available over Christmas, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. So I did. I did it last minute, but I loved it. I'm drawn to the exotic, and it's definitely an exotic location. I mean, to be in the desert, I wanted to be in the real desert, surrounded by sand dunes where all I could see was sand. So I was able to do that. We went with a guide and they took us and we walked up, which is not easy, by the way, walking on a sand dune. The beach times 10, right? So, but I got to sit up there and watch the sunset. And then you see a million stars. They're everywhere because there's no light pollution. So to be able to do that, to go into Marrakesh and to go into the market in Marrakesh is like going into a movie set. You've got snake charmers and fortune tellers and just really exotic foods and smells. And it's just, it takes you to another time. And I absolutely adored it. It's a great place to go. And I felt, you know, completely taken care of. We had a Globus tour guide that was really excellent, as they all are. So I felt like I learned a lot, but I got to see so much and experience so much. Definitely would recommend it.
I think you are the perfect example for like a video testimonial or a written testimonial. You should be writing the brochures. You just have this way of putting it all together that makes me feel almost transported. I just appreciate you so much. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing about this really incredible and accessible product to all of us that we should be looking and promoting.
Yeah. And who doesn't like to talk about travel? You know, that's why we're all in this business in the end, I think, truly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I can't wait to see you again. I think it's in just a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me on. I always love speaking with you, Carolyn. A pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Tina. All right. I didn't see any freezing, you guys. So hopefully we're in good shape. So I'm very excited for our next guest because we haven't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time together, but she is here to teach me something new. Please welcome one of our fabulous KHM agents, Varsha Hathramani. And did I say it right?
You did. Great job.
Woohoo. Wonderful. So Varsha, you are here today because this week is the celebration of Holi, which is an Indian or a Hindu celebration. And so I want to know about this. And so tell me everything I need to know.
Sure. So thanks for having me, Carolyn, firstly. And so Holi is a Hindu festival, actually. It actually marks the end of winter and you're coming into spring. And it's mainly where you're celebrating the end of the old and the beginning of the new. It's the last festival on the Hindu calendar. And so that's why it's a spring festival. And it really represents, you know, any of the old fights that people may have, or they're now starting new bonds and new relationships. So kind of throwing out winter stuff and coming in with new spring stuff.
So it sounds like, so, you know, one might liken it to kind of like, you know, the spring awakening, yep. You know, again, getting rid of the old. We know there's a celebration involved with yep. It. So can you describe that to me? And then I'm also curious, besides a celebration with the mindset of getting rid of the old and bringing in the new, are there any like tasks that people do, right? Is it like spring cleaning? Is it cleaning up your business? Like, is there more than just this celebration?
So it typically lasts 2 days, just so you know. And the first night or the night before Holi is when a big bonfire comes out and you're, you know, tossing in some of the old stuff, but you're also, what they used to do in the past is burning the branches of the trees, and you're burning like an old demon, let's say. And so that the next day it's fresh and it's new and it's all ready to go. And when you say that, you know, what is it symbolizing? It's really just, honestly, now it's changed 360, but in the past it was all about getting rid of the old and coming in with the new.
So how does your family celebrate it? Do families celebrate it differently?
Over the years, you know, I think it's very similar. You take a lot of color or water, and it's a very vibrant color. It's a very colorful festival. So you do color, which is organic nowadays. It's a lot of organic color powders. And if you can see, there's some here, different colors that I can show you, different packages. And you literally are throwing it up in the air, throwing it on people. You can take little cups. You can take, put it in a water gun and squirt it on people. So we celebrate it in many different ways, but the kids love it. They have a great time. And it all comes off very easily. So for those of you who are worried about the clothing, don't worry. You throw it in the wash and it's like brand new again.
Do any of the colors have meaning, or is it just that idea of renewal and spring? And
yeah, it's all just colors of spring. You know, there's no meaning behind any one color. And it's just beautiful to see all the rainbow of colors that are out there.
What do your kids use?
They use a lot of the powder. And the nowadays, they've started doing water guns as well. Last year, we did a little bit of water balloons, but that wasn't, it's a little so cold here in Jersey, so I don't like that one as much, but the powder is definitely fun.
Are there any foods associated with the celebration?
So, you know, in India, we have a lot of sweets, and so the sweets that are associated with it are what's like called ghee. It's a almost like a funnel cake, but it's deep fried and with sugar syrup. So very similar, but thinner and crispier as well.
And I think I just asked you this, but I just wanted to clarify, like growing up, did you celebrate similarly? And you know,
yeah, very similar. Yeah.
And everyone just kind of does the same thing. Cause I know in other traditions, you can be celebrating the same thing, but do it differently.
No, we constantly, I mean, it's pretty similar since I've grown up, and just, I think, a little bit more now excitement with the kids, especially with my kids. They love enjoying it. And one of the things I forgot to mention is everybody typically wears white, so you can actually see all the colors on. So you're dressed head to toe, typically in white, and then you can see all the colors come on your body. Sunglasses are key, I think, so it doesn't go in your eyes, but otherwise it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. And I feel like I love the idea of a restart, a refresh. Do you feel like people really do let the bygones be bygones when it comes to like those beefs?
I think so. You know, like maybe in some of the old school families, maybe not so much, but I think in our generation, definitely for sure.
I Love it. Well, and I always love learning something new. I knew that this existed, but had no idea what it was really all about. So I appreciate you so much for taking the time and teaching me something new.
Yeah, I'll just share something with you. I actually have clients that are in India right now. And, you know, I realized that they were going to be in India for the festival. So we got the tourism board where they were to set up a holy festival. And all the international travelers that were there got to celebrate it together. And they shared some pictures to me, and it looked fantastic celebration.
Ah, and see, and that just goes to show the extra mile that you take as a travel advisor to make sure that your clients are well taken care of and getting the true experience. I love it.
For sure.
Fantastic. Good work. Pat yourself on the back. That's a spring break win for sure.
For sure.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Your time is appreciated, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully soon.
Hopefully.
All right. Thanks, Varsha.
Thanks, Carolyn. Have a great day.
All right, you guys, isn't that amazing? I just think it's so fun. And we were talking before the show how some of that has come into the colored powders, have come into things like color runs and things like that at kids' schools. So some of those traditions are filtering their way into other elements of our lives. So really, really fun. You guys, I think we made it through, maybe without any hiccups. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you to all of our sponsors who continue to support the show. Next week, you guys, we're talking with Oceana. We're talking the World Cruise, 180 days, and of course, a little pickleball. And we're also speaking about Autism Awareness Month with the leading certification company, IBCCES. So we'll see you here next week. Thanks, everyone.